Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Another after show here at AfterBuzz TV. We got the challenge, baby. Episode 14, your time is gonna come. And that is right, because now everyone's got that red skull. And no one's going to want to go in, because apparently there's another challenge next week if y'all watch the preview for next week. So I guess there was enough red skulls to go around. I'm joined by three fabulous hosts. We've got producer slash host Benny rocking those sweet, sweet headphones. What up, Benny?
Oh, what's up, guys? Excited to be back for another episode of the challenge. Can't wait to talk about it. It was a good one.
Pamela Gross, Jill, how's it going over there?
Yes, hey, happy to be here as well. This was a fun episode, and I've got to say that I'm really enjoying the editing out, because we're getting to see a lot of funny people that we haven't gotten enough of for the rest of the season. So
super interesting there, yeah. And
agreed.
Jenna, what's that drink behind you there, Jenna?
Oh, that's a secret. You guys are going to have to figure it out. Let's see. Winner gets to buy me another bottle, because I'm running low. So,
Jenna, how are you doing tonight?
I'm great. Shout out Benny. Congratulations. He's now also a producer at AfterBuzz.
Oh, thank you, guys.
More than a host.
Appreciate
and
it.
Pam.
Appreciate
and
it.
Yes, good to have you
Jack
back.
Jack of all trades. He does it all. Benny, what can't
stop.
You do?
Stop it.
He's going to be president with that name. Uh-huh. Benny J. Adams. It's in the name already.
Totally.
Guys, this episode, I mean, everybody's saying it was good, right? I feel like it was good. It built me up a lot of times, and it brought me down just as quickly. I felt like it had all the makings to be a good episode, but then it just ended up being completely predictable. Everything we all thought was going to happen probably happened. Like, all the foreshadowing and all the red herrings ended up just being the conclusion.
Right.
So I was like, oh, this episode, like, it's trying. It has me at one point. Ooh, the editing has me at one point, and then I'm like, okay, this kind of unfolds the way that we expected. It's the Josh versus Kyle.
Yeah.
Bailey gets to go in. At this point, everybody's playing nice. If you don't have a red skull, the house is hooking you up and putting you in. But I was like, damn, it would be so funny if somebody who didn't have a red skull didn't get that opportunity to go down there. People are like, oh, well, you waited until the last second. You don't get to go in.
Yeah. I was pretty bored watching this episode, to the point, because I already knew basically what was going to happen. You kind of tell that I was playing that game. Could I spot D? I found her like maybe one time.
Once.
I saw her name on a trash can at one point. I said, "Oh, that's
I
the
saw
trash
her once.
Can."
Ooh.
Yeah.
So we all played. So it looks like we all are playing the game.
We
can
were.
You
yeah.
spot D?
We were.
I feel like I didn't know exactly what was going to happen. I wasn't surprised at who went into the purgatory, but I had no idea what the outcomes were going to be. So I was still a little on the edge of my seat for those.
Yeah. Benny, any thoughts on the episode?
It was so I enjoyed it. It was a good episode, but there are parts where I was just a little confused. And I know we'll talk more about it, but the whole getting upset about not going into
I got it. Oh,
yeah.
Exactly.
Great,
and I know we're going to talk more about it. Yeah. But it was a good episode,
so
good. Though. I liked it.
Yeah.
Well, this brings me to my first question of the night for you guys. Is Anissa cut out for a final? Because that turned into the entire story was, is she and if she's not cut out for a final, who should have been put in against Bailey, if not Anissa? That's my second question.
I think poor Anissa, how do we know if she's cut out for a final? The poor girl never gets to be in one. It's the same. I feel similar to Anissa that I feel like as for Nani, they just both get so close all the time.
Yeah.
And it's awful because they are OGs. And I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to watch. I really do feel for them. I think Anissa raised really good points during her purgatory discussion saying, if this isn't an individual thing, A, don't worry about it. Like, if I'm on, you know, running with me, it's not a team situation. B, if we're paired for some things, maybe you're paired with me on the thing I'm great with, and I help you through that. And if she's bad at running, which again, going back to last week's or the week before where Kyle almost lost an arm and she lost it for Kyle, or she cost them the win, I do understand the hesitation to want to run a final with her. She is not great at endurance, and challenges that they've been in that were theirs to win, Anissa has lost them from not being able to run, and she wasn't able to really run well in the challenge tonight. So I don't think that's just made up and mean. I think it's accurate. But she does raise a good point that there are a lot of things that go into it, and if it's an individual game and you're only paired on some of them, what's the harm?
Yeah, I just felt bad for the girl because, like you said, Pam, she has been doing the show for a number of years, and she can never make it all the way to the final. And I have to say, I think she deserves that, at least to make it to the final. You know, yeah. she is an OG, and like she said, you never know what's going to happen when you get there. It's not just going to be all endurance. We've seen season after season after season that there are puzzles, there are eating competitions. Like, it's a lot more than just endurance. So I definitely think that she should have been able to get that shot. Unfortunately, it didn't happen, but...
Yeah, I'm on Anissa's side here because I love her so much, and I agree that I feel bad for her, and it sucks because it always goes down this exact way. It's the last elimination or the second to last elimination before the challenge. But Dan, you kind of threw me for a loop when you said, is she cut to run a final? Because I don't know. And in the ranking system of the female competitors on this show, she probably, I guess you could rank her last, sure, in terms of all around endurance. But at this point, what pissed me off was, I don't care if she's the most fit. I still want her to go there. And what angered me the most is the people who are talking about it in the beginning of the episode are Bananas and Kyle, Kyle, you haven't even gotten your red skull yet. It hasn't even been the challenge of the day yet. And again, we don't know what the editing, what the real time duration timeline was, but Kyle, like, put your game first. Why are you talking about what girl you should or shouldn't be running a final with when you don't even have a ticket to one?
Right.
So let's figure your game out first, because you made it to the very last second. Anissa went in and got hers way long ago. So why are we bringing her into the equation? And it's also, how are we so sure that this is an elimination, that you're going to have to be partnered with somebody or on a team? This, like Anissa said, and she brought it up later in the episode, that was my exact thought right away is, okay, but if that's your case that you're stating as Anissa's the weakest, then might you want her around? Because you might want the weakest if this is an individual game. And whatever
exactly.
way it is, I'm
good
like,
point.
I just want Anissa to make it. So whether she is the weakest or not, I don't care. Tell yourself what you got to tell yourself. As long as she makes it to the final, I'm happy.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of situation you don't know, is if she is the weakest there, heck, you might want her, because then you know you can beat her. And she is strong in puzzles and she's strong in math. And in a game like this, you know, everybody there is good at endurance. So she might be a hotter commodity than the rest. But it's the pros and cons. What outweighs what to you? Is it the endurance or is it the puzzles and the math element of it?
Yeah. So I have a couple thoughts on this. At the beginning of the season, TJ says this is going to be an individual season. So if he's not lying, then yeah, who cares? I mean, yeah, put Anissa in the final, because then, you know, maybe Jenny's not in the final, and that might help you as a girl competitor, you know, be the top female. So we really don't know. But someone had to go into that elimination tonight against Bailey. Someone has to go in. And the way I look at it with this whole thing, though, who cares? Like, at the beginning of the season, there was like, oh, you got to get a red skull right away so you can go against a weaker competitor, blah, blah, blah. Bailey waited till the end. And in theory, if we're ranking Anissa last, she in theory got to go against the least best competitor in that ranking system. So it's very interesting how people thought some should wait, some should not. But in the end, Bailey didn't have to technically go after, like, against a powerhouse like Jenny. you know? So
yeah.
It's interesting to think about the whole Anissa thing and if she deserved or had to go in or should have gone in or whatever. But she's out. She's eliminated, so.
Yeah, and the whole thing with Anissa as a competitor is kind of weird, too, because we've seen her so many seasons now that I feel like everybody's saying she's a legend and she has one of the winningest records in eliminations, which is true. And you see her deliver randomly all the time. But I do feel like there's enough of a sense there, right, that we've seen season after season that we wouldn't rank her in the top. And we're all not doing it for a certain reason. So TJ saying, you know, you're going against a legend. And I love Anissa so, so much. So I'm not trying to discredit her at all. But it is like if we're all feeling that way, she obviously hasn't been competing as well in the past few seasons. There's reason for us to feel that maybe she's obviously not the best female.
They make you, they just, from what we've seen in past finals, they make you run so much. Mm-hmm. And in all honesty, and Anissa's probably gonna gas out the quickest. So I get it. If you think you're going to be paired up with her, you might not want to have her in, but he said it was individual. What we'll, you know, there's probably going to be a group thing. Probably. I mean, TJ wants to throw us for loops and whatnot. So
In Dirty 30, I believe it was, I might be getting the seasons wrong, I think it was an individual one ultimately, but didn't they sort of mix them up, all the finalists? So at one point, everyone was with everybody mostly.
Yeah.
Remember, I have a feeling it's going to be similar to that it'll be, you know, however many males and however many females, and they'll partner with different people for different challenges.
Yeah.
I just felt like it was a little premature bananas to be trying to cut out the dead weight already. And I know he always thinks long game, so that's a strategy. That's why he's one of the best. But it is kind of like, why are we just putting Anissa's name out there so quickly?
There's not many people left, though. There's not many people left. Someone had to go in. So, anyways, let's move along to the challenge of the evening, double elimination, running out of time is the name of the challenge. I don't know, go pick up one object that's heavy, bring it, and just try to screw over your opponents. I was bored out of my mind watching
it. Me too. I fully forgot what this was. Like, I completely blanked on what tonight's challenge was.
And why did it have to be at nighttime? Like, who cares if it's during the day? Or, like, they made it sound like it was going to be it's at night. They're going to be up all night doing this. They're probably up for an hour doing this. They went back to
Haven't we seen a challenge like this before, though, where they screw someone over by filling something up? It was very familiar.
Yeah.
Wait, I liked this challenge, though. I liked it because it's making people single each other out now. You know, and I'm thinking, oh, this is one of those challenges where you actually want to hate somebody so that way you have the easy gimme. Oh, I'm putting all my heavy shit in this person's bucket. So now I'm thinking everybody is so nice on this season, right? There's barely anybody backstabbing each other. There's barely anybody that has problems. So I'm sitting there thinking, like, really, what direction is this going to go? But it seems like people are maybe trying to hook each other up by putting the most in Kyle and Josh's to, I guess, certify that they might go into the elimination. But it's weird the way that it worked out for the girls is because everybody is putting all the heavy stuff in Anissa's. What are we calling them? Garbage? I called it a bucket.
Trash can.
Bin. And it didn't even matter because Anissa didn't even make it to the next stage. So it was completely counterproductive. So
Why does that girl go after Jenny the Beast?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
What is going on? Why didn't they work together? It's like, all right, let's give it to the strongest, biggest competitor.
That was my thought, is why are you trying to take out the weakest person? And plus, there must have been some sort of buzzer or time duration that the competitors didn't even know of because they didn't even make it back to the second stage in time.
He said there was a fight. He was going to call a horn or whatever TJ does, and they would have then a minute or 5 minutes.
To get back to the
home. So they did alert them to it's time to go home.
Let's be honest, though. Jenny is a fierce competitor, but hasn't she had a pretty chill season?
Yes!
She went up against Jen in that first
week.
Chill
season.
And then she just, all the way to the end, just kind of walked. And, like, so Corey saved her twice. That's the next thing we're going to talk about. Corey gets upset because he really wants to go in and be in the tribunal. Because I don't know, is he afraid he's going to have to go into another elimination with his red skull that he already has? But they made this storyline with him and Fessy out to be like the biggest storyline of the season, and it was a bunch of BS. He was all like, "Oh, one strike against you, Fessy. You're on my short list now for people I'm mad at."
Dan,
there's no story here. They ran out of time.
A conspiracy coming on.
Do you want to say it? Go ahead.
I'll say it. I feel like the whole cutting D out there, that was that storyline, and so they to get another storyline. So they picked Corey and Fessy, and that's why we had that story.
She said
like post taping when they were editing, they were like, "Shit,
shit,
call Corey." Yeah. Call Corey, have him say, like, "I'm really hurt by Fessy. I can't believe you did this to me." the whole thing was the two guys, let's just break it down. Corey had zero reason to be mad. It seemed like he really was. He was like, "He screwed me over," but it's like, was it for a record? Like, "Oh, I've gotten into the tribunal 5 times. Like, did he want that?
It didn't matter.
Because obviously those two had to go in. There's no way they're going to be like, "Well, let's throw Corey." Like, there's no way. Josh and Fessy, or Kyle and Fessy, had, or Josh and Kyle, whoever they are, had to go in to make it to the challenge. There's no way Corey wasn't going in. So do you think they called him up? They got additional dialogue, like, after, like, "Oh, you've done me wrong, Fessy. You've done me wrong."
I don't doubt for a second that Corey was authentically mad, because that is something Corey would be mad about.
But they would never. My point is, Jen, and I think Benny's point too, they're not going to use that footage unless something ridiculous, like the whole D situation, happens where they had to cut all her story out.
Right. I mean, unless we want to laugh at Corey again, though.
They should have cut it down to an hour. I was so bored watching them argue. I'm like, he's not. Is he really mad at Fessy over nothing? He's not going in.
Right. I guarantee you so many people, not just us, were confused about all that. Because I was just like, I don't understand. Like, he has to know he's not going in, whether he gets into tribunal or not. So I was just like, I was scratching my head. I'm like, why is he so mad? And then it just clicked. I'm like, they need to fill a storyline.
Sure.
I agree with you guys, but devil's advocate, it never was stated that it was mandatory for all people who didn't have a red skull to have to get voted in.
True.
I mean, technically the tribunal can vote whoever they want.
Right.
So
the tribunal.
He want to be in the tribunal so bad, Jenna? That's my question then. Like,
extra safety net? Because what if Fessy does say, "Hey, I do want to turn on you because I'm scared of you in a final.
Yeah.
So now I'm putting your ass in there because I hope you can go home."
Fessy, Nelson seem to be like so boys, though. They seem to be so boys. I can't imagine him doing that. But
agreed.
All right.
And that's where it has cracks in this plot. But you can never, I guess, be entirely too confident or too secure in your friendships. But everybody, again, is like too nice in this season that they're not really doing their friends wrong
anyway. In this scenario, though, as far as you can guarantee safety, this was the most comfortable you could ever be, because for him to be voted in would be stealing that from someone who wanted it. It's not like it was going to be a bummer situation. Like, two people really needed it. So unless they really wanted to screw over one of those two people, like, it wouldn't be to screw over Corey. It would be to, like, screw over
Josh
one
or
of
Kyle.
The other guys. Exactly. Yeah.
And my thing is, Corey, if you really want to be in the tribunal so bad, instead of giving up on the challenge and letting Fessy win, just win it yourself. You said your thing was lighter than Fessy's. Fessy had more stuff in his, and he's stronger, but it would have been like a more of an even trade then. Mm-hmm. You could have won.
Exactly. The blame is always deflected on other people. Like Josh saying now, here's the shut up Josh segment of the night. It's the entire episode, Josh, it's on repeat. It's a broken record. "I want this Red Skull more than anything. Yeah. At this point in the game, this is what I really want." Like, Josh, we know you're not kidding anybody. Anybody who doesn't have a Red Skull at this point needs it more than anything else in the game. You're
he
not
said
like
that a lot this season.
This isn't some scorching hot take like, "Wow, man, like now more than ever." Okay, this isn't like episode 3 and you're the first one to fall on that sword and say, "I want this now. I'm not waiting." It's like, you need to do it now. It's now or never. Right. So you're not like, this isn't some genius thought that you have.
Yes.
I do kind of think Corey has a point where he says that Jenny owes him a few, but I kind of respect and love that Jenny's like, I don't even care. Like, she is like so not intimidated by Corey, and it just seems like she's unbothered. She's like, oh, well, like, I don't really care. I know I said I'd do something for you and I owe you a favor, but I'm just putting in who I want.
But
anyway,
he didn't need a favor at this point. That's why it was so silly. It's like, you're fine, you're safe, you have a red skull, two people need it. What? It just didn't make any sense that Corey was so amped up about it. Again, time fill. Yeah, it was just wild. But I also think it's really a lot of hubris for Corey and Fessy. It's like, it's not up to one, like, making a deal like that and then Corey being so mad about it not falling through. Jenny didn't promise you that. I mean, I know in the past he's helped her, but he didn't need, again, we need to remind everybody, he didn't need a favor. He was safe. Like, he didn't, it wasn't like, oh, it's you going in or not, and Jenny screwed him. Like, she was just helping the people that did need help. So
it'll be interesting next week. It'll be interesting next week because there is another challenge to see if Corey goes after Jenny in that car thing to try to get her out early, maybe get her voted in so she has to do the hall brawl, just to give us a good storyline or something like that, to give us something good.
I'm sorry,
what do you say, Benny?
Jenny and Fessy should have been number one targets since day one. Those two are beasts. Not only are they beasts physically, but they're also very smart. Mm-hmm. Or it seems like they're smart. So in my head, I don't want to run a final against those two. I would want to get them out as soon as possible.
And Benny, adding on to what you said, Fessy was this close to being a professional football player. He's literally playing against average Joes in a way. He's a professional athlete.
Right.
You don't want to see him in, but you want to get him on ASAP. Now, this just gives me more props to Jordan, who had to go against him in an elimination earlier in the season, that he even survived that damn thing, because Fessy is ridiculously strong and huge, and I would never want to have to go against him in that arm bar thing.
Right.
Hold on to a stick.
Him and Jenny are so good too, because they also have that training from an athletic standpoint where, like, they know how to use their body. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, speed training and pyelometrics and things like that. I feel like Fessy, with his football training, knows how, like, at certain points, what tactics he should use to be able to use his body the best way to get the most out of it and the most endurance. And I feel like Jenny, I mean, she, look at her. She knows that too.
The live chat's going nuts as always here. American Dad fan writes in, can you imagine if Jenny and Fessy get paired up in the final for some set of time?
It's over.
How much they're going to start destroying people.
It's so over.
It's like when Superman flies around the globe. That's what they would be like. Yeah.
That would be insane. That'd be insane. All right. So the kind of the nominations went like we thought. You got, you know, Kyle and Bailey wanted to go in, so they got their opportunity. In the tribunal, Rogan's making jokes. That's all I really wrote down. I thought he was pretty funny in that, because he knew there was no way in hell he was going in. Nelson was just like, I'm embarrassed to be in here, man. And then, I don't know. Any thoughts on the tribunal voting? I mean, you have the whole thing with Anissa, I guess.
Yeah.
But
Melissa in the interrogation room, because Fessy said something. I'm really cool with Anissa. And Melissa jumped right the hell in there and was like, okay, well, does cool bring you to a final?
Yeah, it was very nice. Yeah. Oh, great line.
Does cool get you $1 million? Yeah.
But she did not stutter. She did not hesitate.
Yeah. She said cool doesn't win you $1 million.
Ooh, go Melissa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was nice.
I really enjoyed seeing a lot more of Melissa and of Kyle these past D-free weeks. I got to go back to Nelly talking to Anissa. I thought that was really cool that he was giving her a heads up, because I don't think she was aware that she necessarily, I mean, I guess it has to be someone and there's not a lot of, you know, options, but I feel like he really was giving her a heads up that she did not necessarily have. And that's cool, because you don't want to feel, you know, like everyone's picked you and you don't know and stuff.
And so, put it in her mind, which is awesome, because I don't think the girls were going to do that. And she even asked Jenny, hey, if you're going to put me in, let me know. And I don't think Jenny ever really like clarified it to her, but we saw that Jenny didn't even end up voting for her anyway. So
Are there any other true veteran girls left besides Anissa? Like, I'm talking old school.
She's you mean in this season, in the game
right now, at this point, right Jenny, now in the game,
Melissa, no. Bailey, I don't, Casey,
Casey, D. No.
No, nah, D's not new.
Forget about D. How could you?
D, this is D's third season. Bailey's if you think first of, yeah, season.
But no yeah. OG.
Anissa's like the, I mean, she has no one really.
So it's kind of like, I kind of look at it as like disrespect a little bit because, you know, she's been doing this for so long. Just give her that one chance, you know? I feel like she's proven herself time after time after time, but.
Right. Let us see how she does in a final for the love of peanut butter and jelly. Yeah. I mean, seriously.
That's your go-to right there, huh, fam?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we can get into Purgatory next. I thought it went exactly how I thought it would. I guess there was a little thing like where they were, who voted in Melissa? Bessie. Bessie was like, oh, I'm going Melissa. And then there was like, ooh, Melissa might go in, but it went exactly how I thought. I thought that Kyle would win. I thought, can they run the ropes underneath the car? Because if they did, Kyle is so skinny. I don't think Josh would have been able to fit, and then the game over, right?
Underneath a car is small. Like a cat goes under.
I looked a couple times. I think Kyle could have fit. He's very gangly like me.
That would have been great.
I had the same thought. I was like, go under the car. Can you do that? Is that too close to the ground? That was probably why. And I wonder if you carry so much rope and so much slack with you. Under the car probably would have been easier for that. But I was also thinking, why is nobody taking advantage of the steering wheel and putting things like in and out of the steering wheel?
Because you can't
get your body through there. Yeah,
you have to.
I was surprised. Again, I thought Anissa was going to win. I thought it was going to be one of those weird upsets. I have to say, I hated to see Anissa lose because I love her and she's gone through a lot. But I was also happy to see Bailey win. I mean, this was a win-win.
Yeah, I
do love Bailey, and her and Casey are rookies of the year. But, you know, for the girls, I thought that Bailey's played a good game up until this time. I thought she was going to lose because when we spoke to Bailey, if you haven't watched that, go back and look. She mentioned being upset about the way she went out, so I thought that it was going to be in her elimination. I did think that she had implied that she was going to go out in that way. So I was prepared to see her lose. I would have been happy with either of them winning, but I think Bailey did a great job. But I was surprised at this. You guys, none of you were surprised that Bailey won?
I wasn't, no.
Wasn't
no,
really.
But I was very happy for her, though. She definitely deserved it. She's definitely proved herself. She was able to get in Tribunal a number of times on her rookie season. She was able to avoid elimination a number of times on her rookie season. So she played a very good game that she should be very proud of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was just sad Anissa lost. I was like, Anissa. Bailey did do really good, though. She was quick, efficient. She was in and out of that car. What was so funny, though, was the editing of this made it nearly impossible to know what was going on. In real time, I had no idea what either of their cars looked like. I don't know what I was watching. I don't know what to believe, what was true or not. Same thing with the boys, Kyle and Josh. Everyone's like, come on, Kyle, do something. Do something. And I was like, what? His car looks exactly the same as Josh. Like, is he not doing something? It looks like they're both trying really hard.
I was trying to see it too, because I couldn't really either, Jenna, but I think that Kyle was pulling his ropes tighter and Josh was leaving slack in there. He wasn't pulling it all the way through. So maybe that's why Kyle was able to have, and I think it was just all about agility. And I think it was about endurance. And I think it was about strength. And you need all three to be able to complete this task of this elimination for sure.
And Banana said, you know, basically that Josh is not good under pressure. And one of the other, you know, traits that you need to win these things, you have to be able to handle pressure. Mm-hmm. If someone just cracks, because has he ever won?
Well, he lost the controversial one that I don't really want to get into. Remember that controversial elimination he lost with, who's his teammate? Cam beat him. Cam beat him on a wall, and they had to make.
Did
some
he ever
thing.
Win?
We had a big controversy about that one. We all
what was that one?
Has he ever won? That was the back to back, and someone said, "Oh, shoulder to shoulder." But has he? He didn't win. Has he ever won? I'm sure someone asked the chat.
In elimination, no. Because remember, he lost to Jordan.
Lost to Jordan. Lost to Cam.
And this is his third season, right?
So yeah, you're right. Probably no. So he needs to get over that hurdle because that's such a mental block too. You're like, every time I see this damn sand pit, that means I'm always going home on the airplane.
Well, that's why he's
Pam is quick to bring this up that he lost in that puzzle in the on the desert hill
the
that one time.
One.
And he should not have even been in
there.
Shouldn't have even been there.
What happened? Someone got disqualified.
Didn't one of the twins get? Didn't one of the twin girls have to leave? Remember those twin girls that were on there
one of the twin girls left on the first day, I think, because they couldn't finish that puzzle. And then the other twin girl left. I think it was like that pool challenge where they had to wrestle the stick out of the other person's hand, or something like that.
But Josh got let back in because something happened. Maybe it was a fight that night. I don't remember. They'll tell us over here in the live chat for sure, though, why Josh got to stay.
So
I know
that's a big thing. If you can't win eliminations, you can't get to a final. Like
this also, as much as this is not a head-to-head, it's no hall brawl, this is hard.
Oh, yeah.
I would have so much fun making the knot for my opponent, but untying that knot, that is not easy. So this is a tough one. Regardless, for the guys one, who are you guys rooting for?
Kyle.
I was rooting for Kyle.
Is it unanimous?
I was rooting for Kyle as well.
The only reason why I was rooting for Kyle is because I feel like Josh did Anissa wrong by voting her in to elimination, and so that's why I was like, you kind of deserve it, man.
Yeah.
For doing that for someone who's never even gone to a final and saying, I think you're gonna hold me back and you've never seen what a final really is.
It's
annoying.
Well,
Josh has unearned arrogance, which is the reason why I dislike him. His character, again, to address that tweet we got, like, it's funny, someone we'll discuss that later, but when we don't like someone, it's not their life, it's not them as a real person. Even when I bust on Josh, it's not Josh the human. It's Josh the MTV character that I'm seeing, which is a lot based on editing. I get it. But Josh the character shows unearned arrogance. And I was glad, real glad, because it's exactly what you said about Anissa. Like, Anissa is someone that's been through this, is a elimination champ. And at the end of the day, I'd rather have someone that's capable on their own than someone that's only capable at helping a team in a final, frankly. Like, I'd rather have an Anissa than a Josh. If I'm partnered with someone and someone that gets flustered and crazy and blames everyone over someone that's not as good as running, if you're paired with them, I would rather be with Anissa.
You're right. Well, everybody has strong weaknesses. It just depends on which ones are worse to you. If you're going to freak out in a final, does that even make you better than Anissa? That's a really good point. I was rooting for Kyle, too, and I think Kyle, in my opinion, has been one of the best glow-ups since his first season. I love him now, and I know I was complaining about him a little bit in this episode, and I probably will, too, because situationally, like, certain things people do might piss you off, but as a person and as a character on the show, I love him now. He went from, like, number one F-boy when he was doing all that stuff with Kara. Remember, he left his jewelry in the bed. And he was such like.
But see, to me, I love that too about him. I think that's hilarious too.
It's ridiculous.
He is so enjoyable now.
That's why he keeps getting invited back.
I'm with you, Anna.
And this was one of his more quieter seasons. He wasn't around as much in this season as far as FaceTime.
But he's always just like the comic relief. And he's always just a happy, optimistic personality. Yeah. I love him and Melissa's friendship. So cute. I love them.
Yeah.
I wanted to this just came into my head. Some of the biggest, toughest competitors have wiped out on a final. We had Zach a couple of seasons ago. We had Polly. You know, guy is super ripped, super athletic. So who are they to say, you know, Anissa, you're not going to be able to run this final?
Yeah.
Sorry, I just had to get that off my chest.
Do not apologize, Benny. You can bring up Zach crying on that mountain anytime.
Georgia.
So how about an idea? Exactly. They mentioned that in the tribunal. Like, some of the fittest people have wiped out in a final. You never know what
they did.
What did I want to say? Kyle, ooh, okay, idea for 36. What if it was like teams of people that dated the same person, like Polly and Kyle and like, you know, Nani and who's dated, and like Paula who dated Banana, something like people that have dated the same person throughout
their
history.
Awesome.
But then it would be like a mob of women.
Theo and Leroy and Cam. Yeah.
So the season.
Theo and Leroy. Season, oh my God, exactly. Yes.
The season will be called Eskimo Brothers or Eskimo Sisters.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yep.
This is needed. I really think this is what the people want.
Totally.
Because these seasons are getting a little.
The only thing I will back Bananas on, and I don't back him very often, is I do think that if you are in less shape, though, that you are more less likely to be able to compete in the final. And let's remember, the people that are making it to the final, in theory, are the top competitors. So every once in a while, one of them is going to crap out. So if you have a bunch of people that all got eliminated early on in the season, but they all somehow made the finals, I think you're going to see a lot more of those people not make it through. But we don't often see those people because they don't make it that far.
But all's the better.
You know what
if
I mean?
I'm
that's
competing
all I'm saying.
Against...
just to be devil's advocate on the Benny thing, just to say something different. You know, we don't often see less weak competitors make it to the finals to even see if they would compete well. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
You're right. But again, for me, my strategy would be all the better. I'd want to be in the final against people I could beat, not...
Oh, sure, that's fine. No, I don't mind Anissa.
This
I was fine with Anissa making it. I just,
Yeah.
I feel like the all only right. exception with that is CT. Because CT isn't in the best shape that he was once in during his prime. He got sent home super early this season, but he still made it to the final and he won last season. So, you know, you never know.
You don't know, right? Of course. I mean, yeah,
CT
we can't
pulls
write.
It
we,
out though.
That's why we watch this every year because we don't really know what's going to happen in the end. All right, so let's get on. We got about 15 minutes left. Let's do some news and then let's do a game that I have planned. Which I think you guys will enjoy. So, Benny, do you have any news?
Yeah, so it's been a while since we've heard from Mark Long, one of the true vets of the challenge. So apparently he is trying to rally up a bunch of other vets to do a two-week challenge. And the reason why it's only 2 weeks is because he has a job, he has a career, so he can't leave for, you know, 4 or 5 months in film. So it's pretty cool, actually. He's gotten in touch with people like Darrell, Veronica, Ruthie, and they've all said they were down. So none of this is official. This is just his pitch. But he tweeted at Buna Murray and said this should happen. I know he had an interview, or he's going to have an interview with, I think it's Us Weekly or People Magazine, it's one of those, about this. So it would be really cool to see this take off. I know we've had something like this similar with Champs vs. Stars, but he just wants all champs, no stars.
That would be awesome. It better be tough. It better be good competitions because we don't know what type of shape some people are in. I bet Mark Long is still in incredible shape.
Oh, dude is ripped.
Have you seen
him? Like a robot.
Mark
is
ripped.
He's like... what's the Parks and Rec character? He's like, my body is a microchip. You guys watch it? Nope. Okay. No.
I did watch Parks. I just can't think of that. I recently watched Mark Long on an episode of Even Stevens, if you want to watch Even Stevens.
What? From, he's on that
he's
show?
He's on an episode from like 2001.
Like a guest or like a regular?
He plays a one. He's a one. He got a day player role. He's okay. one day. One episode.
Oh my God. That's incredible. Awesome. We need that's that dope. Clip. Dan, screen record that.
Yeah.
It's available on Disney Plus, so anybody that has Disney Plus can check it out. Sure.
I know you probably have 6 accounts, so can I get one?
Plus. I can get you on there. If you're ready. I mean, no, I can't. You have to pay for that. That's not
plus,
my Verizon membership or anything.
Plus.
Anyways, any other news and gossip real quick? We got a little time.
We got a tweet from a listener this week, and they sent us a little bit of an interview that Ammo from Real World, and he did one season of the challenge, and he went on to talk about his season of the Real World and what kind of went on behind closed doors with the crew and the way producers acted towards cast members. And he said, I can't remember the other names of Kayla's cast members. Kayla was on this season because I didn't watch the Real World season. But apparently producers were saying really nice things to some of the other cast members, not Kayla, saying like, oh, you're great. Oh, my God, you're doing a great job. This is so funny, something, something. And then they would get on the phone and call Kayla and literally call Kayla a whore or say, like, you're such an idiot and say these things to her. So they were kind of building up that that self, I guess, loathing within Kayla that entire time. So Ammo is saying, if you don't like Kayla as a person, it's because this character that's been made from her personality is manufactured. It is exactly that. Right. It is made. So it just was really, if that's true, which I don't know why Ammo would be lying. Of course, it might be true. It's disgusting. And it's like, is that even okay? Can you even do that?
There's a show, next level. Real quick here, guys. There's a show on Lifetime called Unreal. It's like 3 or 4 seasons. And that's what the producers do to, like, on that show. Now, it's not a reality show. It's a scripted show. But they kind of show you what goes on behind the scenes of reality shows. If anyone wants to watch that, it's very interesting. And it sounds a lot like what Kayla kind of went through on the Real World Go Big or Go Home Las Vegas.
Well, I remember a couple of seasons ago or a couple of years ago, Kayla had an interview where she was talking about her time on the challenge. And they asked her, you know, do producers, you know, get in your face and tell you to do this and tell you to do that. And she was like, you know what, that's what's cool about this show is, you know, they don't really do that. And I remember Ammo saying when Kayla went to the challenge, it was so much better than what it was on the Real World. So yeah, Jen, I wouldn't put it past any of that, because I do think that was true.
I get manipulating the situation, and like, we know that happens. You know, go over there, this person said this, you have to say this to them. Maybe even scripting it for some points for certain reality TV shows. I don't think that's like that with the challenge, because these people are crazy enough that they don't need any influence. Same thing, I think, with Jersey Shore. I just don't see those people on Jersey Shore needing to be produced. But to the language use is what my biggest thing is. Like, you are going to call her, and you really are allowed to call her a whore and an idiot. You're allowed to use that sort of vocabulary against one of your cast members. That is what's crazy about it.
Yeah. There's also a book, if you're a fan of reality TV and like these things, there's a book called The Favorite Sister, and it's sort of a spoof on The Real Housewives, which I don't watch, but the producers would do things like set up a lunch and have someone tell someone the time was 15 minutes later. So someone's sitting there pissed at the person they're meeting. Like, they do subtle things. So you're sitting there mad, like, she doesn't value my time. You know, then they're interviewing her going, and then they'll come in happy, like, oh, did you order me a drink? And it's like, who do you think you are? And they're confessionals. I was sitting there for a half hour. That those things are real, that they do. It's not necessarily calling names, that sort of thing, but with The Bachelor and Unreal, they'd say, you know, Cindy really likes you. Cindy really wants to kiss you tonight. And Cindy would be like, I never kiss on the first night. You know, they plant things in different people's heads that manipulate.
Oh my God. So I would just never believe anything a producer says.
Yeah. I mean,
you do. Right. I hate to rush this along. Okay. We got like 7 minutes. We're going to play a quick game. I got 10 statements. Some are true and some I completely made up. We played this like 2 months ago, but it was a lot of fun, so I brought it back to another round. I'm going to play two. If I trick you, I get a half point, okay? Ooh. All right, so now I can be in my – maybe actually win one. This will be good. Yeah, all right, here's the first statement. You all have an answer. You don't have to jump in. Just, you had a true or false. Here we go.
And you say your name first, right? Or do you just say true or false?
You all get to pick one. You all get to pick true or false. And then if I trick you, you get – if you get it right and you don't fall for it, you get a point, and then et cetera. Josh and his brother run a family-owned hair care company. True or false?
False.
False. Benny, false. Jenna, you want to go true on this and get a point?
False.
You all get a point.
Yay! Woo!
Josh doesn't have a lot of hair, Dan.
Hey, just because you shave your head doesn't mean you don't know how to make it look real nice. Zach played semi-professional football.
Oh.
True or false? False. Zach. False. Ham's going false?
False.
He's always doing the damn challenge. When would he have played football?
Right. I want to say false,
I didn't say professional. I didn't say professional.
I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say false.
That is That is true. So Jenna's getting a point. I tricked two people, which means I get one total point, and I'm on the board here.
Okay.
The next question is Zach. This one's great. Zach and two of his best friends used to call themselves the Goon Squad while they went cougar hunting.
True.
Too young to call himself the Goon Squad, I think.
Okay, so you're going false, Pam?
I'm going false.
I say true because they're absolutely going cougar
hunting. I feel like I remember hearing
him say that. And categorizing it as that, because that seems like something Zach would say. Cougar
Maybe they called themselves the Wolf Pack or something stupid like that.
It is actually true. And they actually did do this in college. They did this in college. They read an article.
Cool, Zach.
They're so cool.
Zach.
They're so ridiculous. Yeah,
they're so
ridiculous.
Cool and manly.
Kyle, this next one's about Kyle. Kyle started a clothing line with a piratey influence due to his love for pirate culture in the open sea.
False.
I believe
true
that.
Or false.
I believe that.
False.
The wording is so damn.
False.
You're going false. Pam, you're going true though.
Pam.
I didn't get the answer yet. All right. It is definitely false.
For the love of the open sea. If that's not Disney Dan, I don't know what is.
Jenna's got me figured out, which is not good for my gameplay here.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Love of the open.
Anissa,
yo ho.
Anissa attended Lower Merion High School, the same high school as Kobe Bryant. True or false?
Oh, true.
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 Only because I know she's from
Philly. Man, you know that screwed me over because Jenna made it sound very good when she said true. So y'all jumped on board with that. It is true. Yes.
Sorry.
Thanks, Jenna.
I'm just joking around. Kayla, our girl Kayla, has a burning suitcase of money tattooed on her ass.
True.
Can I do probably?
That's true or false, Jenna?
True.
It is true. She actually did the tattoo far. That tattoo.
Yeah, that's why I knew it. Yeah.
Yeah, she was on it with her boyfriend at the time, that Las Vegas guy. Rogan is in the works of creating organic deodorant called Bear Care to go alongside with his clothing line Bear Wear.
False.
Bear or
false.
Rogan?
False.
This is Rogan.
Oh, why would he be doing bear stuff?
Because he has a company called Bear Wear, and now he's doing a deodorant called Bear Care for, you know, deodorant.
I feel like that would be so stupidly true for Rogan.
Okay, and you guys both said false?
I said false.
All right, it is false, unfortunately for me. But I did get Pam.
I'm not
Joss
doing very
now.
Well.
So now this one's about Joss. Joss is actually in the works of creating a furniture line since it goes great with his personality.
Wow.
False.
Yes,
obviously false. Yes, obviously that was a false. Great. Corey and Nelson.
If it was like a
Bowflex
machine, then maybe I could say yes.
Do you want to go true then, Jen?
Rubber gloves.
Corey and Nelson are in the works of making an app called Young Buck that focuses on helping people saving money, aka saving a buck.
Wow, that's a great business idea that you just pitched for them.
False. Oh, is that right? So Jenna's going false. Benny's going false. Pam?
Wow. I like it. I hope it's true. I'm going to say true. I'm already losing this.
And I would doubt it.
All right. Well,
that.
Pam, it's definitely false. Okay. Two left, and we got 2 minutes. This is perfect. Shane made news recently. Made news recently when he saved a woman who was having a heart attack, calling 911 and waiting with her until the police arrived.
I'm going to say true.
Okay.
It's so random that I think true, but
I'm
going to
say
false. Yeah, I'm going false.
Benny, just say true so I could be 100% right, but Benny is correct. I just made that up.
I said false too. I said false too. Don't forget me.
Oh, I thought you said it was true.
No,
I said
it.
No, I said false.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So you get a half a point.
Dang it! I think that I'm losing the lead, right?
Jenna, you and Benny
going into the final question. I believe Benny and Jenna are tied. Is that correct, Pam?
Oh shit!
Bring it on,
is that
Jenna.
What you have, Pam?
I have.
Let's go.
All right. Either way, it's the last one. Now, this one, I honestly, guys, this doesn't even matter because I don't know if this is true or false anymore with everything that's going on.
All right. Well, let's
The Challenge 36 starts filming in August.
False.
True.
You don't even know if the If the question maker doesn't even know.
Well, because when I originally wrote this, it was true. But this was like,
right,
yeah.
Pre-corona.
Now it's all changing. Who knows, right?
How are we supposed to run Dan's final if Dan doesn't even know?
Come on, all I know is that TJ called out Josh for crying all the time. So that was hilarious. Yeah, so we can end it in
let
a tie.
Let the boy cry. That's the one thing I'm okay with about Josh.
I don't, right, that's not my problem
well,
with Josh.
Win or lose, Josh was crying. If he won or lost that elimination, he was crying tonight. Yeah, so I wrote a true down technically. So, Benny, in theory, you just won by a point.
Woo!
Oh, sorry, Jenna. I know, Jenna, I know. Jenna, I'm sorry. Guys, real quick, we're all going to go around and do our handles. Let's start with Pam.
Hi. Thank you guys for tuning in. My name is Pamela Gross-Jill. That's on Instagram and Twitter. Love hearing from you. So please give us any news and gossip you know. And thanks for joining us.
Jenna?
Yes, guys. Keep DMing me your tea. I'm on Twitter at Jenna_Bussier.
My name is Dan. Hit me up, Idiot Fox Boys on TikTok. Benny, take us home.
And I am Benny. You guys can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams. Great being back with you guys. Can't wait for next week. And, yeah, see you guys soon.
All right. Challenge news now. Challenge news now, Benny.
Yeah, find you on
Challenge time. News now. Go to our exclusive Instagram page at
follow,
Challenge
follow,
News Now.
Follow
us at Challenge
follow,
News Now.
Follow,
we give
follow,
you
follow.
So many challenge updates. It's unreal. So make sure you follow. You'll definitely enjoy it. And it's a good time.
And one question for the people who are staying with us this long. What photo is now behind Dan tonight? It's impossible to tell.
Write in your answers. Winner gets a shout out.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.